Jeppo, you must be absolutely gutted.
Yeah, I'm hurting, mate. It's not about me, though, is it? Like, hurting for the fans, hurting for the lads and everyone involved at the club. Obviously, it's not going to plan. And I can't keep saying it, Robin. You know, people don't want to say, oh, yeah, but we deserve more. You know, the conditions were what they were, and I thought we played well. In spells, we had good chances, and, you know, you've been at this club for many, many years, and if you don't take your chances, you get punished. Should Cara do better in his box for the goals? I'll have to watch it back, but, yeah, I'm hurting for everyone. You know, forget about me. I'm hurting for this club. Put everything into that and deserve more but want to be.
From a supporter's point of view, I thought you played really well and you matched them ball for ball. But they got two headers that were not defended.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Appreciate your comments, Robin. I really do. But, you know, we need to find a formula and find something to get us out of this rut. Obviously, next week's the biggest game of the season, we've got eight matches left to salvage something, and we can't keep. It feels like I'm having a dig at the strikers missing chances. It's just making the right decisions, you know. And obviously defending correctly. I'll have to watch it, but I'm not digging players out on here, but. I thought if they're six in the league, you know, and they came in, it was on the ropes, but, you know, without repeating myself, we need to take his chances.
The new lad, Toby, he looked good.
Yeah, he's, you know, we've got him on loan, thought we needed some more legs in midfield. He's only 17, which doesn't matter, but thought he was excellent, won his headers, got forward. Unfortunate, he sort of made the wrong decision, the chance he had. But, he was brilliant and definitely a plus from today.
Looking to the next game, have you got any more players that are due back?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check with Jess. But it doesn't look like we have. Maybe we've got an option to bring another forward in to help us to the end of the season, which I'm working on. You know, me and Goody are on the phone every day. But, you know, this squad they've got some good lads in there. You know, when you're down and you look, you know, you're hoping for a change of look with the performance the boys put out. But, you know, we need some help in terms of getting a forward in maybe. But, it's every day, 7 days a week on the phone, trying to salvage. I'm hurting. I'm hurting, and I hope everyone involved in this football club, fans included, understands we're trying our best, and it's not working. And it's my job and Goody's job to make sure that we improve. And it's a tough blow, especially that late on. Was it coming? I don't know. I personally didn't think it was, but it did. We have to lick our wounds and go again.
I mean, you talked about the support. Even on a wet, horrible afternoon like this, you still had just over 300, even though you're going through this bad spell. And, you know, it shows how much the club supporters get behind you.
Yeah, definitely. The people that come, you know, when I played here, when I came back here as a manager, and now I'm here, this club is amazing. With amazing people, it's the heartbeat of the, of the place. And, you know, like I said, yeah, I'm hurting, but I'm hurting for these guys, and they need to be aware of that, because, you know, we're doing everything we possibly can to move this club in the right direction, but, you know, it's not working. It's not working right now, and I appreciate everyone's support. I appreciate them coming on the numbers. They're getting behind the lads. Obviously the noise they made when we scored, but yeah, sorry to those that the run we're on, but we're doing everything we possibly can.
Yeah, well, to be honest, anybody who was at this game today would see how hard the players tried. like you say, a bit more luck up front, get one in the goal, and you don't know what might happen. But time's running out, isn't it?
It is, mate. Yeah, we've got 8 games left, and you know, obviously the next one is huge. You know, we need to win, and we'll prepare right, and you know, do everything we possibly can to get 11 players, fit players on the pitch. Last week we had bad news with Taron, who's served this suspension today, but he's fractured his ankle at university, so there's another one to the injury list. So once you think you're moving in the right direction, someone gets suspended. I know it's football, it's not excuses, you know, but we just need to find a rhythm, a balance, and try and get turn these chances into goals and put teams to bed. Because, you know, second half, I thought we're going to win this. I was very confident, and obviously we don't win the game. But yeah, go to deep in next week, and we'll give it absolutely everything we've got.
You'll be without Massa, won't you?
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Bit of a silly thing to do, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was. In terms of Red Karsner, I've spoke to him. I'll watch it back. But yeah, to get sent off later on in the game, it's obviously frustrations. To be honest with you, the yellow card that he got first half, I thought was really silly. The ref said it was an elbow, so it should have been a red. But it wasn't dangerous, he said. But, you know, he's booked him for going with his elbow. So he's obviously a physical player. And, you know, he's on a knife edge for, you know, 60 minutes. And, yeah, no excuses for the red card. We should keep him on the pitch. Disciplinary record this season has been poor. But, you know, it's a bad moment. And, yeah, we'll look to bring another striker in. Dylan's back, so obviously boosters in the midfield area to work with Toby, and Albie I thought was good again. You know, Albie's been at this club for years. You know, it means a lot to him. You know, I'm not saying he was in tears, but you know, he's hurt. You know, he knows what it means, and yeah, that's the sort of attitude and commitment that we need. And I thought the lads gave us that today, and it's like I say, just want to be, mate.
Let's hope for a change of fortune in the next game then, Jeps.
Cheers, Robin. Thank you.
Mate.